Tevita Funaki has an extensive career working with Pacific communities in health, social well-being and education, including serving as CEO of The Whono, a role he has held since July 2010. The Whono focuses on delivering affordable medical, dental, social, pharmacy, health, education and whānau water services across the Auckland and Northland regions. Among many other roles, Tevita has previously served as the Pacific Health Manager for ProCare Health and also as the National Pasifika Liaison Advisor for Massey University, and just last year was appointed as the Chair of the Pacific Business Trust. Tevita Funaki is on the line with us. Malo elele, Tevita, and thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us.
Good to be here.
Now, yesterday you had some very important guests call into the Whono. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was definitely an honour, and it was fantastic to have the leader of our nation, the Right Honourable Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, and also the ministers. You had Minister Penny Henare, Honourable Minister Jennifer Salesa, and also our Minister of Pacific Peoples, Honourable Aupito, that was visiting us at our Whono South at Manurewa yesterday. So it was great to, you know, have a talk with the Prime Minister about some of our aspirations, but also about the challenges that our Pacifica families communities are facing during this time. So it was definitely an honour.
What is the feeling from the government at the moment in terms of how our service providers as well as our community dealt with this COVID-19 outbreak in Auckland?
The Prime Minister really echoed her sincere appreciation and acknowledged that the Baal Pasifika providers and our community have really mobilized well to respond to this COVID infection outbreak. And to really acknowledge that the team has been working really hard and Pacific people coming together and work hard. And again, she also acknowledged that there's a significant role that our providers are actually playing, and they need to be supported to continue to do that and foster the leadership and the relationship with our community leaders.
It certainly seems to be showing in the numbers with only one community case yesterday. It's also one in managed isolation. What's your feeling? There was some suspicion that there might be some testing fatigue among the community at large. But what's the feeling among our own community?
What we hear from our community leaders is we're targeting now to work with our churches and doing further testing in there. They want to get their own community or their own parishioners or members of their congregations to be tested. Obviously, there's a testing fatigue out there, but you know the messaging that we're working through with our leaders is just to get more testing. And I've got to acknowledge that our Pacific people, they've turned up to get tested, and over in the last 3 weeks, our numbers has been very good. But we can't be complacent. We want to, to really stamp this out, and so we want to make sure that we still work. So again, the communication is actually critical, and working through our traditional network and our other networks to make sure that our key leaders are actually championing their key messages to encourage our people to get tested.
And I guess it's in the best interest of our church leaders to make sure that this COVID-19 is eliminated so that they can bring our community literally together without the limitations in numbers.
That's correct. Hey. And as we know with Auckland, it's at level 2 with the extra restrictions, so 2.5. Maximum 10 people and gathering. So some of the, in our funerals and tangihangas can have up to the limit of 50. So, just being able to gather people, but also for our people to be able to mourn and farewell our people that are passing away. Everyone wants to stamp this this virus and so that we could actually get back to some norm and be able to do that.
Now, in terms of wearing masks, how important is that message in terms of people who are getting sitting next to each other on buses and trains and planes?
Oh, that's definitely fantastic. I think the mask and moving into, you know, advising that people should be wearing masks. Those people that are that are traveling in public transport are now required to wear masks. At least those that are over 12. And there are some, you know, the masks, it's important, you know, the mask or facial coverage that, you know, capture and contain some of the press particles from our nose and our mouth. It's critical. But, you know, we also got to be mindful that, you know, those people that are having conditions such as asthma and disability that prevent them from wearing the mask, it's fine. So the message is like, wearing masks, you know, keep and protect people, protect yourself and also protect the others as well. So, and there's a number of key, you know, from the Ministry of Health website or information on how to properly use these masks and PPEs.
What's the reaction there in Auckland? Certainly here in Wellington, it seems to me everyone is taking on board the message. And certainly when I'm coming into town, I see people waiting for buses. They're all wearing masks. I walk around town and the bus stops. Everybody seems to be taking the message on. Are you seeing the same thing in Auckland?
Yes, definitely. You know, we see a lot of our community members now, our bus speaker across Auckland, you know, they're wearing masks. Or their face covering. We work really hard with our other providers when we get the supplies of masks that we distribute it to our different community groups and our churches as much as we can so that they could access it. We wanted to distribute it to our clinics as well. So one of those key points, we actually make sure that we get the mask in there. But we also drive and advise them around, you know, there's a facial covering. And so I think it is becoming almost fashionable now for people to, you know, communities are producing these face masks with our Pacific fabrics and designs and all that. So I think it's fantastic. And I know the Ministry of Social Development has altered their community funding to be able to allow our community groups to produce this mask for themselves. So I think that's been fantastic. But the message has been that, you know, what we see on the ground is actually people are taking it on board.
In terms of eliminating the COVID-19 virus, we got to make sure that it is not still in the community. And the only way we can be absolutely sure is by getting everybody who needs to be tested, Tevita.
This correct, I know that in Auckland or Pacific communities, you know, they just need to get tested. We also, as we spoke with the Prime Minister yesterday, and we're working closely with the Northern Region Response Coordination Centre and also ARMS and all that, is actually, you know, not only taking the testing to where the people are, the churches and group, there's conversations with some of the major companies that a lot of our Pacific people are working on. Can we, you know, drive this? So, you know, the testing numbers and, you know, as you know, the earlier we identify any positive cases, the better. But we also make sure that some of the testing are opportunistic as well. So it's targeted and opportunistic for our people as well. But the more the test for us, the better. I think that's the message as well to be going out.
Speaking of getting tested and the opportunity to be tested, the Whānau has their mobile testing station that's going to be opening at 11 o'clock this morning. Could you tell us a little bit about that, the Glendine one?
Yeah, so in the Glendine one, we're based at the Methodist in Tiaratu, south in there. And from there, we've communicated to the Methodist Church, Samoan Methodist Church in Avondale, Kelston, Henderson and Massey, you know, trying to mobilize there. So the team is actually based in there. for the rest of the week, and then we invite some of the other churches. Our target for this week is actually trying to hit our Samoan communities. Unfortunately, they are the large, they are our mainstream large majority within Pacific, but their numbers are actually relatively low in testing. So we wanted to target driving there. At the same time, wanting to make sure that some of our, that we don't drive equity into our minority groups, you know, so when changing our Tuvalu into our Kiribatis and so forth, are also being targeted through this testing. So we'll be there. We've got a schedule for the next 4 weeks and place that the DHP have signed off to also for us to stand up our second mobile clinic. And part of our strategy and thinking is, while we work with the congregations, we also want to work with them around identifying some of their top at-risk or most overcrowded families that we could actually probably be best to go from home to home. This time, we wanted to start a little bit light so that we could allow people to come, knowing that people are going to work and students are going back to school, is to try and capture them. So we open a bit later that we can also cater for those that are actually at work as well. So we want to be flexible, and we're working closely with the churches around, you know, they are critical, they are part of the solution. They help us in terms of the coordination and planning. I think that's also critical.
And finally, Te Rita Funaki, just some key health messages for our community as we head into the weekend.
So if you're sick, to our families and our Pacifica people, if you're sick, please stay at home. If you need to go out and get your groceries or supplies, please wear a mask. And if you have any of the symptoms, a bit high temperature or fever, cough, sore throat, shortness of the breath, runny nose, please contact with someone who does have those symptoms, please get tested. Healthline, call Healthline at any time on 0800-611-116 and ask to speak for someone. Then we will have Pacific people there who can communicate with you in our language for advice. You know, and if you feel like that you could use a chat with a trained counselor if you need that, you can send a text to 1737. And stay connected to those who are close to you and take some time up when you needed it. And, we've beaten this before, we'll beat it again, that's for sure.
Te Rita Funaki, CEO of the Whono Maloa Pito, thank you for your time and your work.
Yeah, Prophet Tessalilova, thank you for your time as well. Maloa Pito.